All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. As I promised, I was going to bring Juanito back on, and we are going to talk about the counterpunch. But, folks, if you're watching this on YouTube, first and foremost, scrim with Nino, baby. This is why, according to the CDC, 73.8% of adults are overweight, and further 40% of those adults are fat, or just obese. This is why I highly recommend including this amazing supplement. If you in your daily routine, it contains naturally sourced ingredients from Mother Earth to support weight loss. Its main ingredient is called conjugated linoleic acid, or CLA in short, which has been shown to reduce fat storage while speeding up fat breakdown. The CLA is essentially hinders the body's ability to store fat in favor of supporting the body's ability to burn fat. I'm on this, folks. It works. Try it today for 51% off, plus several additional free bonuses. Order today. Get 51% off. Go to the link below, folks, to get yourself some Trim with Nino, baby. Trim with Nino. Juanito, Juanito, Juanito. Can you hear me, El Juanito?
Yeah, how you doing there, bro?
Man, pretty good. Pretty good. Just having my coffee. Lots of stuff going on.
You got a Millionaire cup. I love that. Yeah, those are actually pretty cool cups.
Oh, you can see my cup?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I didn't plan this. I was honestly just drinking this I didn't plan this synchronicity here. This is kind of weird. I didn't plan this at all. I promise you.
Well, you know,
audience won't believe that though.
Well, no, we were just looking, we just got these, El Megador blankets in. We were testing them to see how they looked, if we liked the quality and like that. And this is one I just really love. You know, before it's all over with, I think that's the way people are going to remember this moment in time is Trump as the Megador. And of course, I told your audience, gosh, I think it's been at least a year and a half ago. I think it's actually been 2 years ago that the gut punch was coming. And here we are in this phase where we've had all these charges.
It's not just been one gut punch, man. It's been boom, boom, boom. It's like one low blow after another. I wouldn't even say it's a gut punch. It's a low blow, you know, just one after another with Trump. One indictment after another on this guy. But you called it, Juan. I give you all the credit. And my audience knows. You can't deny that, folks. He did call this years ago.
Well, and when others were saying that there wasn't going to be arrest and all that stuff, I said, you know, bullshit. And even at that, I was saying, you know, it's actually, you know, from the gut punch side, I was saying it was multiple arrests, but which has been the case. You know, even when you're doing rope-a-dope like Ali did and letting your opponent wear themselves down a bit, punching away, it takes a lot of energy to do those punches. There's a certain point. You switch from, you know, to returning fire,
right?
And if you think about all that's been thrown here, it's pretty epic. What's going to happen in this next phase? Returning the fire really starts, and some of the from the Trump camp, most of it's going to come from the House campaign. So,
sorry, you glitched out a little bit. Can you repeat that?
Well, most of it's going to come from the House side, not from Trump himself directly here.
But we, it also,
if you think about
optically, it cannot look like it's coming from Trump.
Glitch out. What's going on. Glitching out here.
Yeah, I said this optically can't look like it's coming from Trump, though, right?
Well, it can look like it's coming from Trump, but just pushback. But it doesn't mean that's the entire game. The real punch is coming back from the justice side, Congress. The House specifically, as they begin their investigations, they're going now this time to the China side. And, you know, we've got a couple of informants on the China side that have been had to leave the arena, if you will. We got an Israeli that had to go hide out. He came forward back before the laptop came forward from Hunter and gave him all sorts of information about the payoffs that were going on the Hunter side. And then he got an agreement when he came forward and met with the FBI, met with Justice Department people, had a letter saying that, he was immune because he's going to be admitting to things that could be construed as crimes. And they turned around and charged him last fall. And he had to go into hiding because it's the same Southern District in New York that's going after Trump on some of this stuff. And he just couldn't, he couldn't. If he'd gotten into custody, they'd put him in jail forever. And he's trying to be a good American, good citizen, and explain what was going on in this payoff stuff. So this is what's coming around is going around.
So you've always said that this year is the year of the whistleblower. Are you saying that maybe next year could be the year of redemption?
No. The whistleblower, let me say it this way. You have to get the information into Congress. They have to have the hearings on it. They got to do their research. They got to come back with, some findings and then referrals. And referrals have been going to the Justice Department, but you got problems. The whistleblower out of Israel, he's identifying problems. I'm not using names because otherwise get knocked off. It's like talking about the letter campaign. We use Loy's last name and we get kicked off. Okay. Right. So it's not like I don't know this stuff. We're just considering the environment in it that we're in and the AIs that are behind it. So this guy came in and gave all sorts of very detailed information, even on the amounts of the payoffs, where they were going, all sorts of stuff. He was actually on the board of the same Chinese company as Hunter was on. So he was an insider. And yet, with all the information provided, they turn around and go after him. Okay. Similar to our other person out of New Hampshire that ran for governor there that, I can't even say his name without it getting taken off the air. Think about the situation we're in as a nation. We cannot have an honest conversation about what's going on legally. Part of the thing is that the algorithms, the AIs, the search engines in these various social media platforms are able to turn, we talk about, stuff going on within, but then you also go to social maneuvering, how people think about things. If you control the information they get to hear, you control where the conversation is going. And and that's the problem. We can't have an honest conversation. Yeah. I was just talking with somebody on some of the legal stuff that we're doing right now. Back at the Malheur Reservation, over half the people present that were supposedly protesters were on the payroll of and working for various federal agencies and a couple of state agencies. So how do you have an honest protest when half the protesters are actually there working for somebody on the inside out to twist it? It goes back to the national thing with that date that even that I can't hardly mention. Right.
So they've got all their bases covered.
People are being prosecuted. They do. That's, because you've got insiders that are cooking the conversation, destroying the ability of Americans to have an honest conversation between each other. Nothing that we don't already know, but it needs to be reminded to people over and over and over. So coming the rest of the way, what comes around goes around. So they've got their punches in. Now the fight back is about to begin going the other direction. What's the real point? Why do we portray Trump as the Megador? By the way, Bull, Baal, Baal, the god, Taurus that fell from heaven, was tearing things up. and that has captured, taken the soul of America. And you have to take that out. You can talk about, you know, trying to do a campaign, get a certain person elected, but the machine takes over at a certain point in time. These club members that belong to the Black Guy Club, that are working together, and they've made their pacts with the devil himself. If you don't take the devil out of, you know, the heart of America, the you know, this federal city, I shouldn't say the heart of America, but the federal city that's running America, we're an occupied country by people with foreign agendas that have come in and cooked the conversation such that the way Americans think has been turned to something else, because slowly, 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 we've been diverted in our course in a totally different direction.
But I mean, everything that you've said to me and my audience, Juan, and also in our conversations I've had with you, I'm not, you know, that's why I keep having you on, because you're always in the sphere. You're like either on target or right around the target. And nobody is psychic. You know, I don't, you're not a psychic. You're not a prophetic or anything like that. You know, you don't, but you do have some kind of, I guess, sphere of influence around you where you're getting information that, you know, what you're always right there around the target, Juanito. And that's why I keep bringing you on. And you've said this year was going to be the year of the whistleblower before anybody even knew about the House hearings. And well, I even questioned that.
You know what? I just pulling this down. If you look at this, I had these up because I was looking at the blanket to see if I liked it. It's over in Jennifer's site. If you think about what's happened here in the country over the last few years, even the canvases that we have over at the store, these are ones that I signed because I had to sign them. But, you know, look at the themes. Going to D.C. For the swamp, makings of a perfect day, which is what's to come when the dust settles on this thing. The McAfee stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Covered in cameras, et cetera, like that. We're all the kid by the side of the road. We all grew up in the shadow of these events. Think about most of your audience, a good portion of them, were born back in the 60s. Remember what it was like to have a president in sight, and how that shaped and changed public opinion, and then up to the storm that we're in right now.
Be careful with showing the storm. No. I'm just telling, I know my audience. No, well, I mean, oh, he's up.
Well, I, you know, storms are storms. I mean, crap, you can look at
the, no, but if you look at the design, it kind of looks like you could be hinting to
nah,
the
theirs is actually different. The one that the FBI has out there is actually very precisely different. It has precise angles to it. So,
Juanito, what you're saying is we're getting ready to fire back. And as we fire back, are they going to still be firing upon us pretty heavy?
Well, the fight's on. Both sides, you know, the devil himself, even the name of Baal means storm. Wow. And that's what we're fighting is the bulls, the storm. And so the devil doesn't do anything unique and original. Everything he does is a copy of something that God himself does. So is there a divine storm coming? Has he tried to mimic in advance, knowing what's coming, to fool people to what the storm is actually going to look like? And I would contend that that's exactly the case. They've tried to do their own version of what they think is coming and get there first. And just like Ali, instead of coming out and doing his big fight right off the bat, he didn't just take the hits. He absorbed the hits in such a way that he wasn't taking a full force hit. He still had enough agility in him early in the fight that he could draw back and allow that hit, instead of being 1,000 pounds per square inch hit, you know, it really was 100 pounds or 150, because he was kind of rolling with them and taking the hit. If you look at these hits that Trump has taken thus far, and you really dig into them, For example, look at the Georgia stuff.
Okay. I want to name names, and I want to go into the counterpunch, and I want to get into detail about the counterpunch and who we suspect that's going to be. Are you willing to talk about that on Nino's Corner, Juanito?
Sure.
All right, let's get over to ninoscorner.tv. I know, folks, you get upset with me, but at least I gave you this much. A counterpunch is coming, and it looks like it's coming soon.
Well, it's not too far out. That's the main thing. It's not tomorrow, right? And it's not even this month or most of next month. But you know, the other side is coming, and even if it was had to be, you know, next year sometime, Nino. Okay. The reality is, you can't let your opponent get to you that there is no response.
But aren't we telegraphing, even doing shows like this, by letting them know?
Oh, they know.
All right, let's end it right there, folks. Go to ninoscorner.tv. We're going to continue there. Juanito, I'll send you another link right now.
All right, thanks, bro.